Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, a fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in the greater Phoenix area, to bring you information you may not find on those other financial shows. We are aware that the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here, and J.R. has just informed me he has a ton of things he wants to share with you this week. And I have nothing, so I'll just be here to agitate him.
Good work. Yeah. Like, what fresh hell do you have for us this week, Jer? I'm glad you asked, Anthony, because I have plenty. I want to take us back for a second. We need to make mention of it every single week in case we add new listeners. Our job is to sound alarms. We did not take on this radio show in the traditional sense to make sales. I can't express.
That would be nice, though.
Well, sales are always nice. We still run an office. We do have no pressures, no quotas, no minimums, fiduciary office, fully independent, fourth generation family practice. So it's a little different animal in the day and age of Schwab and Edward Jones and all the pressure and quotas, big wirehouses. But we took this radio show on to sound alarms. Our whole goal with this show is to let the people that get near us, that feel like something is amiss, perhaps that's the best fit for us. We want you prepared and not scared. We want you proactive and not reactive. I'm watching this world. We have been on this show on 960 The Patriot for over 2 years now, and I have never once had any problem having brand new, fresh information each week. And we have not even ever gotten to like where we run out of stuff to sound alarms about. You know, this is the week we're going to talk about traditional financial planning. Do you need a Roth conversion? Do you need generational wealth transfer via life insurance? Do you have an old 401k sitting there that you're ignoring? Do you need to cash it out, put it into your new 401k, turn it into an IRA? Did you see how I snuck in there some of the services we offer? So we have never had to resort to traditional financial planning. I look forward to the day that we are able to. I think that you have plenty of choices if that's what you want to hear. So I know we're not a good fit for everybody. I know that what we bring you is unusual and unconventional. And those of you that reach out to me and text me and call me and send me articles, we greatly appreciate you. There is a small section of the population that is concerned with $34.6 trillion in debt, with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation having slightly over 1% of your money covered. There are people that are worried about the campus protests. Could one little spark trigger things and we go into unrest in this country? It's an election year. Could we see disease X? There's all these different things going on. And Anthony, you have said it for 6 years now in the office. There's always been something to worry about. I agree completely. What I've added, I don't believe there's ever been this many. I mean, we literally could go into civil unrest and it wouldn't surprise me. We could go into World War III, which in a way we kind of already are. The election could be tampered with. You know, we so much on the table. So our job is to sound alarms, and today will be no exception. I've got tons of stuff to get to. I want to start with something, Doug, that does an amazing job on the YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed, please help us. We're trying to grow that thing. We only have 400 subscribers, but we've got over 100 videos and shorts on there. We have got 121,000 views. So it's gotten way bigger than our 400 subscribers, because even if all 400 of you watch every short that comes out, that still leaves us a little short if we're looking for 121,000 views. So good on that thing. But anyway, so Doug asked us a couple weeks ago to bring something up just to make sure you're aware of it. And I want to spend just a minute on it. I don't want to go too deep, because a lot of times we have so much to cover that all we can do is give you something. If it piques your interest, you have to run with it. So, Doug, this is for you. Apparently, for years and years, there has been a problem out there that very few of us have been personally affected by, yet it's still out there, and here and there people are affected. And that's with these skimmers. If you're at a gas station or if you're in a retail shop and you put a credit card or a debit card into a slot, there are people that mean to grab your information or do you harm that put a skimmer on there. And it comes and goes. I hear about it, then I don't for a long time. Doug sent me a couple videos and a couple articles. Apparently, it's kind of back in the limelight a little bit. And with these skimmers, it's basically, you know, where usually it looks like it's been tampered with so you can catch it. My whole thing with these skimmers, be aware of your surroundings. I mean, if you go to an ATM machine, if you have a chance to go into a lobby, that's probably better. You know, the more eyes on something, the better. You know, the articles I printed off, one of them was about, it's from Bend, Oregon, and apparently two different 7-Elevens, they found a skimmer in the 7-Eleven. I'm only going to read, this is from KTVZ.com, News Channel 21. Bend, Oregon, for the second time in less than a week, a 7-Eleven in Bend, this time on Southeast 3rd Street, has found a credit card skimmer on one of their credit card machines, police confirmed on Thursday. The clerk who found it says she quit after bosses told her not to contact the police, but to throw it away. So, interesting. I guess what I deduce from this information is that perhaps one of the managers or the owner or somebody with the 7-Eleven, you know, they knew about it. You know, I mean, how in the heck does a bad guy go into a 7-Eleven and put a skimmer on the machine? I'm sure it takes a minute. So I just weird. A couple
tips. Typically, they're at the gas pumps. So when you put your credit card in, you know, the little plastic piece sticking out, you can kind of wiggle it and, you know, see if there's something that, it's not supposed to be on there. You know, if it's not what, you know, is built into the machine, it should pop right off. But I usually give it a jiggle every time.
I do too. And let me just all, you know, while you're on the fuel pump, here's a couple of tips for you just in case you don't think about this. Choose a fuel pump that is closer to the store and in direct view of the attendant. These pumps are less likely to be targets for skimmers. Run your debit card as a credit card. If that's not an option, cover the keypad when you enter your PIN. Consider paying inside with the attendant, not outside of the pump. So that's a couple just little easy things. There's a whole big list if you're going to ATMs, if you're going into a store. But most of it is just kind of keep your eyes open. I mean, that's what I really want to say about that. We do have information on what to happen, you know, what you should do if this does happen to you. You know, as far as calling the credit card company, calling the police, all that. So let us know if you want more information. But Doug, I wanted to touch on it because you asked me to, and I think that's cool. Anything that people want to hear is what we want to bring to them. Moving on, I brought up something last week, and I had just read about it. I think that morning, I think it was last Wednesday morning, and Anthony, you asked me about sources. So right after the show, I sent three of them to you. But I brought up the 15 attorney generals having a coalition demanding the Bank of America cease debanking conservatives. Let me give you a quick version of this. As usual, I have several articles now. I've dug into it, and it is true. One of the articles I got directly from Chris Kobach from the Kansas State Attorney General website from the 17th of April. I'll just give you a little bit of this. You know, again, this is something we don't have to dig too far into. In Topeka, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach today issued a letter to Bank of America requesting it provide a coalition of state attorneys with written report about the account policies and practices, update its terms of service to state that it doesn't discriminate against customers for their religious or political views or speech, and remove prohibitions on intolerance and hate from its online banking service agreement. Attorneys generals from 14 other states joined the Kansas AG in this letter. So let me see anything else here important. The long story short, you know, I mean, how does this affect me? I do not have a Bank of America credit card. I don't have an account with them. I mean, how does it affect me? It affects you because, in general, if one financial institution is doing this, and we've brought to you within the last year that the federal government has asked banks to give them information on who's buying guns, who's going to Sportsman's Warehouse, who's buying Christian things like Bibles. So I trust me, if Bank of America is under the limelight, don't think your bank or credit union might not be involved in this too. So I find it interesting. All you have to do is poke into the 15 states where they are actively asking Bank of America to provide information and clarify. The states, by the way, are Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. So with that said, I just wanted to dig into it further for you. If it piques your interest, look into it. Kind of scary. Moving on, our very favorite topic has always been and will probably continue to be the banks. The banks. I already made mention that you only have about 1% coverage in your FDIC. Make sure you make your way to FDIC.gov, look up DIF, which is Depositor Insurance Fund, and make sure what I'm telling you is the truth. So over the past weekend, by the way, today is Wednesday, May 1st. Today is May Day. May Day, as we record, you'll probably hear this on Friday night, the 3rd, if you do podcasts, or Saturday, the 4th, if you're a AM radio listener. And I love those people because they're the people that really are looking for information. So last weekend, the Philadelphia lender Republic First Bank Corp was seized by the feds in the latest regional bank collapse. This is according to Reuters on the 26th of April. U.S. regulators have seized Republic First Bank Corp and agreed to sell it to Fulton Bank, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation said on Friday, underscoring the challenges facing regional banks a year after the collapse of three peers. The FDIC estimates the cost to the deposit insurance fund related to the failure of Republic Bank will be $667 million. So we, you know, Anthony uncovered the fact that when Silicon Valley Bank went south, when the other three, what was it, First Republic, Silicon Valley, and Signature Bank, yeah. Signature, yep. When they went south, no money was taken out of that little FDIC coffer. Well, this time it is.
Find out 6 months when they release their quarterly report.
I found it in three different articles, three different sources. I have a feeling that's what they're saying.
Yeah, didn't all those other articles say the FDIC was going to pay for SVB too?
They never said that. I never found that a year ago. I thought that was interesting because I thought that would wipe out. I thought when those three went, it would wipe out the fund and we could finally say to people, you have no coverage. And yet they made their way around it. So no, it did not say that, but this one is. So anyway,
well, if people dig deep enough, they can see that for almost 2 years, they had no coverage between years 2010 and 2012.
They don't dig in. That's why they're very fortunate to have you, Anthony, to tell them what to dig into. I love you too. So I had somebody, this is interesting. I was talking to somebody about this, you know, that I know has a lot of money in CDs and banks. I hope she's listening. I saw her this morning at a meeting with the Sun City Sheriff's Posse, and I hope she's listening to this one. I said, I bring you up pretty often, you know, because you have a lot of money in the banks, or you're way more than you should. So anyway, she's like, well, I've never heard of this bank. Well, and my answer to that is, okay, did you realize there was over 4,000 banks in the country? The only ones you've heard of are B of A, Wells Fargo and Chase, and whatever you bank with locally. You never heard of Silicon Valley Bank until a year ago, yet you were concerned when it went south, same thing with Signature, and you have not heard of Philly lender Republic First Bancorp. It is a pretty big bank. This one is a $10 billion bank. So this is not a tiny bank. You know, a lot of these banks, you know, Desert Hills, where I used to have an account, a lot of these banks, they're in the millions of dollars. People think these banks have huge money. I brought to you a couple weeks ago, Chase Bank, I forget what it was. Isn't it only like $50 billion at Chase? And that is the biggest bank on the planet, I believe. I don't think China has any bigger banks. So this is a sizable bank. I mean, this is like 20% the size of Chase. That's a good size bank. My whole thing, if this is the last one, if I'd never have to report another one, you're good. Keep all kinds of money in the bank. But if this grows legs, you better be ready. We don't say run to the bank and pull your money. We tell people, be awake, be aware, be nimble of your surroundings. Probably don't have a safe deposit box. You know, yeah, we got a listener who's, I'm trying to say that one every week. Hopefully at this point, he just gets a chuckle out of it. So anyway, I guess I don't have that much more to say about this bank, because here's another one went south. Apparently we'll watch it, but it's going to directly affect how much insurance you have at your FDIC. And my thinking is watch over the next 12 months. I think the next 12 months are key for these banks, because that's when the commercial real estate, you know, we have to pay the piper on that. You know, there's a lot of credit card debt that's not being paid right now. There's a lot of things that are in the infancy stages of tipping. So we'll see how the banks fare when this happens. Moving on, do you want something else that's very, it's growing legs? We are in Arizona, so we are fortunate. We're in a great state. Arizona's beautiful. We get a lot of sunshine. So we brought this up, you know, at the beginning of the show last week. We brought this up, but we had literally within an hour before the show gotten an article. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs vetoes bipartisan bill to combat squatting and election bills. Well, guess where I was this morning? I already mentioned I was at the Sun City Posse. The meeting was on neighborhood block watch and squatting. So, and then we're in the meeting and it's all about neighborhood block watch, and people start asking, well, when are we going to talk about squatting? Apparently, the Sun City Posse had no idea the meeting was going to have anything to do with squatting. Somebody made their own flyer and distributed it in Sun City. Like one store owner was there, and she said, yeah, somebody brought it into her store to give out. So apparently somebody had a priority of hearing about squatting. And that's why I went. I mean, you know, one of our neighbors and your mom and I went. We want to hear about squatting. I know what neighborhood block watches are. We were in one in Peoria. So, anyway,
they had no idea this was going to be about.
Or, no idea.
They're going to talk about it because we're going to ask questions. That's funny. Yes.
I had physically brought a copy of the article that's in my hand right now to this meeting. And I said, well, there's something you need to be aware of. So the one guy said he's getting ready to go. He's leaving for the summer. He's a snowbird and he's concerned with this. Well, in my little neighborhood walks recently, I know that he's not alone. We have neighbors that leave for 6 months. They're very worried. So whether this is a big deal or not, I don't know, but I can tell you if you're worried about it, you should look into it and see what your options are. So I do want to, now that I've found it from three sources, like I like to do, I'd like to just read a little hair from this one article that we were given last week from Michael C. in Sun City, and let you know you need to do your research, because at the Sun City meeting, they had the posse representatives and they had a fire department, Sun City Fire Department professional there to talk about lockbox keys and that sort of thing. And they had a Maricopa County Sheriff's Officer there. They had a sergeant, a deputy sheriff there. And it's interesting because he doesn't know about this. I asked him about the Senate bill that was struck down last week. He's never heard of it. He basically said that, you know, he'll have to look into it. But if somebody's in your house, it's called trespassing. You can call the sheriff's office and they will go and arrest them. And I said, well, I understand what you're saying. If I don't invite you in, you are definitely trespassing. The problem is, my understanding, and I know just enough to be dangerous, my understanding is if I leave my house on vacation, for example, for a week, and somebody from another country who's already committed a crime goes in my house, and then I find out about it because of my Ring doorbell or whatever, my cameras, and I call the police, and the police get here, as long as the person says, I am exercising squatters' rights. We are one of 21 states that the sheriff's office has to leave, and they have to tell them. They have to tell them that you know, you're on notice, you're trespassing. They can't arrest them. Then the homeowner cannot shut off APS. They can't shut off the water. They have to go through the court system for an eviction process. So we had a chance last week to be one of the non-21 states and have a new Senate bill that was going to say we don't want to be a squatter's rights state. And it was shot down. Let me read just a hair of this. Democratic, and I don't know why they have to say that. We're in front of it. You can figure out what you want to figure out. Democratic Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has vetoed a bill aimed at strengthening the rights of homeowners looking to evict squatters from their property. Despite the bill being passed in bipartisan fashion, I don't know what a fashion even is, in bipartisan fashion, and in a wave of squatting cases continues to terrify homeowners across the country. And by the way, the sheriff told me, don't worry, there's no wave. They might be happening here and there. I get that. We're also in the infancy stages of open borders and people being flown in and people from Chile breaking into Scottsdale homes. So maybe this will grow legs. Maybe it will nothing. We'll see. Let's see here. Senate Bill 1129 would have permitted, write that down, Senate Bill 1129 would have permitted a homeowner to request law enforcement to immediately remove a squatter from their property had the squatter invaded a home unlawfully, claimed a right to live there. Police, acting on an owner's affidavit, apparently in the states that you can't squat, you have to sign something certifying that they are considered a squatter. They're not a relative. You're not going through a divorce and you're trying to kick out Betsy. It's actually somebody that is not supposed to be in your house. So police, acting on an owner's affidavit, would have the permission to immediately go in and have someone evicted. Because of our governor, we are going to continue on being a friendly state to squatters. And so we brought it up last week. One of our very loyal listeners, a man named Kevin, he emailed and he kind of sums up the show sometimes what he hears. And he brought up something that I had never heard in my life. So I learned stuff too because of the show. You have to look into something. It's called JG, and it's a jargon generator. If you're taking notes, write that down too. JG, jargon generator. And the response that Katie Hobbs gave to the press, it fits in perfectly with this jargon generator. She said, "Today I vetoed Senate Bill 1129. This bill fails to leverage is a big word in jargon generating, leverage existing legal mechanisms, respect the due process rights of lawful tenants, and minimize unintended consequences, such as for victims of domestic violence." That's why you have to do your due diligence, Maricopa County Sheriff's officers. You have to get that signed affidavit. This is a weird gray area. I've heard of squatters for, I don't know, 30 years. It's never been an issue. But we've never had completely open borders. We've never had anything. There's a difference between open borders and what we're seeing now, where you're going and getting people and flying them into this country and not going through the ports of entry. That's different than open borders. We have always had open borders. We have never had this intentional influx of people. And I'm going to hit something soon that's going to shock you. I just heard about it myself today. But anyway, so I just make sure you look up Senate Bill 1129. See what you think. Is it a big issue? Are you likely to have a squat in your home? Absolutely not. But I can tell you, it seems to be growing legs. I started looking up how many people across the country have been arrested, trying to turn off the power or the water, trying to bring friends in and evict themselves. It's not looking good. We got one right in that article that I just sourced that says homeowner was arrested after changing locks on her own home. Well, I mean, that's kind of insanity, but whatever. And you know what? If it doesn't affect you, that's a wonderful thing. I doubt it will affect me, so I shouldn't worry. But it's growing legs. A lot of people want to know about it. That room this morning was packed. Apparently, it's not normally as crowded as it was. So other people want to hear about it, too.
I mean, that could be a huge, huge issue. I mean, the squatters' rights thing is kind of terrifying. Granted, I get you know, wanting to protect from wrongful evictions.
Of course.
But you should make certain things are blatant and more obvious than not. And the fact that you have to add a, you know, all the bureaucracy to that, that's kind of ridiculous.
Well, and you know what? One of these things, we're bringing it to you kind of early, our whole thing about being proactive versus reactive. I mean, maybe have a relative stay in your house if you're worried about it. If you're a snowbird, there's things you can do. Get your street on a neighborhood block watch so people at least make an effort to know each other and call you if your car shows up. You know, make sure you, if you live in Sun City, they have a like a postal card. You can get involved in a program called Vacation Watch. There's a thing called Are You Okay, where they call you. There's all these ways that you can be proactive and not reactive. So, and I just, I, it's interesting because I'm hearing more about it than I thought I would. I'm hearing a lot more about squatting nowadays than I am about skimmers, and they're both are unlikely but realistic threat. So you should know about it. And then if you don't care about it, just move on. If you care about it, look into it and look into why our legislators don't seem to think it's an issue. Because if enough people do, you know, I mean, then vote carefully in November, I guess, is the answer. I mean, elections have consequences. So moving on, because there's not much more to say about that. Let's go to money. Let's look around the world for a second. Let's check in with Ukraine. You know, we passed that big $90 billion aid package. Well, here's something I found on the 30th of April. I guess that was yesterday I found this from Zero Edge. $3.5 billion slipped into the Ukraine-Israel aid bill to supercharge mass migration from the Middle East. Tucked away in the $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Did you notice there's nothing in there about the United States? So we're beefing up other countries. There's nothing in here about border security, kids. So tucked away in the $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is a $3.5 billion slush fund to open new processing centers for Muslim migrants in what Senator Eric Schmidt described as a bid to supercharge mass migration from the Middle East. I mean, are you hearing this? I've already been telling you there's a Border Patrol app you can put on your phone, and all you have to do is say you've been picked on at your home country, and you can avoid the processing centers. So here we go.
Wait, it's not here. You haven't brought that up.
Yes, I have. I brought up the app like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'll point it out to you later. I don't have time to look for my notes. I keep all my notes, which is good because I can look back when somebody says, yeah, that's the one that piqued my interest. So, yes, I did. It was about, it was probably 4 weeks ago.
This is another money show, except this one's different. This one's actually fun. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something I heard this morning, apparently this is brand new information. So again, Anthony, don't ask me to dig too deep because I haven't had time yet. We are now, the Biden administration is going to be bringing in to this country Palestinians from Gaza. And just a little bit I heard on the radio. I don't even have any articles yet. It's so new to me. I heard it this morning on the radio. Mike Gallagher show on the Salem channel, 960 The Patriot, said that roughly the estimation is 70% of the people they're going to bring in, and apparently it's like a million of them, it's not a small number, are supporters of Hamas. That ties in nicely with all of the college campus shenanigans. By the way, ASU over in Tempe, apparently you had close to 80 people arrested since last weekend, and apparently like 45 of them, so more than half, were not students. They had nothing to do with ASU. They were brought in. So anybody that thinks that's a setup, maybe you're on the right track. By the way, if any of this piques your interest, if you want somebody to calm you down and say there's nothing wrong, call Anthony at 623-523-0444. If you want somebody to say to you, I also believe things are amiss and I am deeply concerned, call JR also at 623-523-0444. Text us, email us. Email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Go to our YouTube channel. Hook up with us. We are in very uncertain times, uncharted territory, and I think a lot of it is going to start playing out here soon. I even think over the summer we're going to get some more weirdness. So keep in touch with us. Let us know what you want us to cover or dig into. If anything I say piques your interest, I will give you my sources because I want you to know I don't make any of this up. I spend the entire week gathering information. I package it up in 1 hour each week and I give it to you. So I'm a giver, huh, Anthony? Yeah, this is nice when you let me rail on these things without stopping me and telling me how... What is your... Do your impression of JR. Knock it out.
Nah, it's... Can't right now. I need to feel inspiration.
You're not like a seal. I can't point to you and you just like clap hands like a seal. I get that.
I'm sure you'll say something where by the end of the show where I interrupt you with it.
I'm ready. Let me finish up being over in the Ukraine, you know, where we're giving them a bunch of money. I think $60 billion. So there's some sneakiness going on. You know, there are some of the sneakiness. Apparently, we already brought you like over a year ago that we're paying for their version of a Social Security system. We keep telling you, ours is going broke. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. If you're in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, or your 70s. Listen to me. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, they're going broke. If you're in your 80s or 90s or up, I think you're going to be okay. I've been telling people for 20 years it's going the wrong way. They're going to get to a three-prong approach. They're going to raise the age that people can apply. They're going to get rid of the days that you could be 62 or 66 in 10 months, or 70. They're going to say across the board, you have to be 75. They're working on it right now. They can't get to it because there's more pressing matters. But your politicians, your representatives, your elected officials are working on how to revamp the system. Number one, they're going to make you be older when you apply. Sucks for me at 60. I can see 62. It's only 2 years away, and I don't think I'm going to make it. Number two, they are already talking about it. And Anthony, you've brought this to people at another money show. They're going to reduce your benefit. So they're talking about the minimum reduction to keep it hobbling, not to sustain it, to just get it going further is 23% to 25%. So they're going to cut your payments. So you poor people in Sun City, they're on a fixed income. You got Social Security and that's it. Or you got a small pension or your income just doesn't cover the rising cost of fuel and bread and fish and milk and cheese and all that stuff. We're going to lower it because we're all in this together. Well, your elected representatives aren't. They're not in that system. They're not in Medicare. Did you know that? They don't have Medicare or Medicaid. Did you know if they work for 4 years, they get a pension? Did you know that, Anthony? You should be a senator or a congressman. All you have to do is a 4-year term and you get benefits for life. Look into it. So apparently, in the last prong approach, sorry, younger workers, Anthony, Jim, Doug, younger workers, right now you're only paying whatever it is, 6.25%. into Social Security. Anthony, you work for yourself, so you have to do double that. You have to put in like 12.5%. They're going to raise that. We're all in this together. They're going to have to raise that. So they're going to do a three-prong approach, and it's coming at us like a freight train. Anyway, not only did I bring to you... Oh, Jim, we have a clip. Glenn Beck. We got a little mini short from Glenn Beck's website or his YouTube channel. Jim, can you play that real quick? It's another little shocker about where our money's going in Ukraine.
Listen to this from 60 Minutes.
Russia's invasion shrank Ukraine's economy by about a third. We were surprised to find that to keep it afloat, the U.S. government is subsidizing small businesses.
Wait, what? You know we're also paying the government salaries, and we're paying the people's Social Security. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're not even paying it here. And every dollar that we print to send over there is causing inflation here.
Ukrainians pay with their lives.
Ukrainians pay with their lives.
And I believe and I hope that their lives cost much more than money.
Yeah, it does. It does. Mm-hmm. Although nobody asked us.
How do you like that? How's that for you? Here's something else. This is where I started with this, and then I got off track. Here's an article from Zero Hedge from the 25th of April. U.S. secretly armed Ukraine with long-range ATACMS last month. ATACMS. JR, what does that stand for? It looks like Attackums. That's exactly what it is. Those are Attackums. the U.S. confirmed on Wednesday that it had secretly, first of all, I bring this up all the time, in the military, there's a term called need to know or need to know basis. There's a reason people have security clearances, top secret clearances. I should not have access to this information. Government, if you're waging war, if you're supporting war in another country, whatever you're doing with war type behavior, I shouldn't have to read this. I don't want to read this. You need to keep me safe anyway. So there's no need to know basis. But yet here we are. So it's there it is. There's Jer. So it said that it had secretly sent Ukraine long range, here's the AT thing, army tactical missile systems last month as a part of a $300 million arms package. The long-range attackums can be fired from HIMARS rocket systems and can hit targets up to 190 miles away, a range that marks a significant escalation in U.S. support for Ukraine. Didn't Russia tell us not to get involved? And now I just find out that we secretly got involved up to 190 miles away? Jeez, oh, Pete, my gosh. A Biden administration official said Ukraine has already used the longer-range ATA CMS twice, including in an attack on a Russian base in Crimea. U.S.-supported attacks on Crimea or the Russian mainland always risk a major escalation from Moscow. I think that's true. And let's see here, the $95 billion foreign aid military package, blah, 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 included provision that said we'll be sending those more of these long-range missiles. In response to that news, the Kremlin, I love that word, the Kremlin reaffirmed its long-standing position that it will take more territory in Ukraine to counteract the long-range NATO missiles. So what this means to me, I'll sum it up. We tried to hide, or we were secretly sending over stuff that we didn't tell anybody about, and now we are telling you about it. Russia said, chill, it's us for, you know, you don't get involved. Well, we are. And then we came out like a month ago and said that, you know, Ukraine's going to join NATO. So then it is flat out us versus Russia, because all NATO nations have to get together if there's a direct conflict. So we'll see how this ends. What I get from this article, this crap is Vietnam. This crap is never ending. You better hope your kids don't get drafted. You better hope we don't send our active duty troops over there, because I don't see the end game for this stuff. I just see it being a quagmire. And I personally, I don't like it. I don't understand. Whew, should I breathe? Anything you got to say on that one, Anthony, or should we move on? I got a couple more things to talk about.
Just like that, I think that's super naive to think that we weren't doing this and haven't been doing this for a long time.
And do you think a lot of this country that's not exposed to the stuff we bring, or the people that are not reading Zero Edge, you don't see a sense of super naive in this country? You don't think most people, nobody knows the stuff we're bringing to them. We're just bringing awareness to the only people that want to hear it. When I say we're not a good fit for everybody, we are on the financial services side. And I'm dead serious when I say, if you don't want to talk about any of this, you really may want to make an appointment with just Anthony. You know, when we see new people, we always try to be together. But you can always go to JR or Anthony. We're a family practice. We're small fish. Our normal day is 2 to 3 appointments a day. We don't have 6 a day. Get them in, get them out, make them a client, take their money and get them the hell out of the office. If you have a question, we'll give you the 800 number. That's not us. So I don't know, when you say people, you know, super naive not to think it was going on, you're making the assumption that there's even awareness to it. I'm saying I don't think there is. I think most people are watching Dancing with the Stars. They're not reading articles on Zero Edge. So
yeah, but I don't think they have to know that we're funding wars in other countries.
Well, where would they get this information if they don't?
They don't have to get the information. It's stuff that we've been doing, I don't know, for the last 80 years in this country.
Well, that's fair. That's a good point. But, and again, you're making your point. There's always been something to worry about, because if we've been here for 8 years, who cares?
Exactly.
We've never done it this much. You know, I was taught how to.
Same. And they would have said that in the 80s, too. They would have said that in the 50s. It's never been this bad. Well, yeah.
Oh, look at Anthony. It's never been this bad. And all I'm saying is, Anthony, I think you're the one that's being naive, because like I've just seen more than you have, and I think that there's way too many things at one time on the table. And I remember going under my desk in elementary school because there was a chance that Russia was going to attack this country. And even that is back on the table. So
well, if now you're more at risk of being shot by other students than you are of a nuclear explosion.
That's a problem, too. So when we get time, we'll address the psychotropic drug epidemic in this country. We'll address revamping the education system. We'll address the fact that if you put up a sign that says no firearms allowed in this building, you're an idiot, because the people that bring a gun to that building, they don't care what that sign says. I think we should have armed resource officers in every school. So I am an extreme person when it comes to keeping my kids safe. I want all kids to be safe. So, second to breathe before I move on to something else is going to get me fired up. By the way, today is the 1st of May. How fast is this year going? Jerome Powell is going to talk today at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. Is that why the Teflon Dow is up this morning? The Teflon Dow, the 30 companies, when Walgreens underperforms,
they take announces they're going to lay off a bunch of people. There's a recall on all the trucks, yet Tesla is up, what, over 10% in the last week? So stock market doesn't matter. None of it makes sense. It's all stupid. It's all gambling, and you don't get to control any of it. You either ride the wave or you don't. I don't like riding waves. I got two left feet.
You're like making waves.
Bitcoin's right under 60,000 again. It's at 58 right now. That one's my favorite to watch. So ridiculous. Sorry, you were making a point and I got sidetracked.
No, I love your point, because I'm watching Kathy Wood. I'm watching all these people. Watching Jim Rickards, I'm watching the two different sides of Bitcoin, and I read one thing that said it's going to go to 100,000 an ounce. I read one thing that said 500,000, not an ounce, a coin. You know, air. You don't actually get a coin, but they're going to tell you you have a half a million dollars for every coin that you don't have. So we'll see what happens. I hope we never have an EMP or a solar flare. I hope you don't forget your password. So, and it's just interesting because Jerome Powell's going to talk, and you know, don't forget, Anthony, in December of 23, only like 5 months ago, we were told they were going to do 6 rate hikes this year, and it really quickly went to 3. So now we'll see what Big Jerry has to say today, see what's going to happen. And by the way, speaking of Jerome Powell and Yellen and all these characters, apparently there's a new EV subsidy coming out. Yes, EV, electric vehicle. If you're 300% or less of poverty level, if you make 3 times or less poverty level income, they're going to give you subsidies if you buy an EV. I won't get started on batteries and the cost to replace them. I won't get started on the antiquated power grid. I won't get started on the fact that like rental cars are getting rid of all their surplus EVs. You know, the government's still doubling down on this green energy thing, even when we're not ready for it structurally. Not mentally, not morally, not save the planet for our kids. But I thought that was interesting. So moving on, speaking of Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell and the Biden administration, this is from the 24th. I am having a great day with Zero Hedge. Almost every one of my articles, I got one from one source. Usually I try to go to different ones on purpose so you don't think I'm very loyal or working for. So Zero Hedge on the 24th of April. Biden calls for record high 44.6% capital gains tax rate. You know, and I guess I don't have to go too far into this. Well, actually, let me give you a little of their information, then I'll give you my thought. So, according to John Karch of the Americans for Tax Reform, President Biden has formally proposed the highest top capital gains tax in over 100 years. Here is a direct quote from the Biden 2025 budget proposal. And I quote, "Together, the proposals would increase the top marginal rate on long-term capital gains and qualified dividends to 44.6%. Yes, you read that correctly. A Biden top capital gains and dividends tax rate of over 44.6%. Worse, capital gains are not indexed to inflation. So Americans already get stuck paying tax on some gains that are not real. It is a tax on inflation, something created by Washington and then taxed by Washington. Biden's high inflation makes this especially painful. Here's where it affects you, Anthony, because you're not a multi-gazillionaire. And speaking of which, I mean, they said only people that are going to, you know, make $400,000 or more have to worry about tax problems. That's not what I'm reading when I look at the new tax proposal. And they're going to let the Trump tax cuts sunset the provisions. So anyway, here's where it's going to affect you. Let's say you grow this family practice to a big, huge multi-office, you know, which happens. I mean, I've seen other advisors, they grow legs and they wind up with a bunch of offices. I actually went that direction. I was an area manager for a company called Woodman Financial Services, the financial arm of Woodman of the World out of Omaha, Nebraska. And I recruited agents from MetLife and I was going to grow that bad boy. And it didn't work out for personal reasons over there, but I was in the growth mode. So
I can imagine trying to manage a whole group of people.
It was like babysitting. Some of it was really weird. Yeah, I told you some stories. There were some really good reps and some not so good reps, but you know, it was weird. I'm not a manager. I like to sit and talk to people. I don't care what you're an adult. If you can't make your way to your appointment on time, you know, whatever. I'm not a babysitter. So here's where it might affect you. Let's say you grow this practice when I'm gone because we like keeping it small together so far. Many hardworking couples who started a small business at age 25 who now wish to sell the business at age 65 will face the Biden proposed 44.6% top rate plus state capital gains taxes. And much of that gain isn't real due to inflation, yet they'll still owe taxes on it. So, interesting, and there's more here, capital gains taxes on ETFs, talks about corporate income tax bracket, is currently 21%. Biden has proposed a corporate income tax hike to 28%. So this article's interesting. We've been telling people forever, your taxes are going to be higher in the future. You may want to address that now. I'm still saying that. It just keeps getting worse. So I every week I find fresh new things that I should be upset about. And if we bring you 10 things a week and only one piques your interest, good. Look into it. Make sure I'm not full of hooey on this stuff. And even reach out to us and we'll give you information that we have. And then you can go further if you wish. What do you think, Anthony? You want me to keep moving on? I got another one here.
I'm trying to remember the capital gains, if it's on the gains themselves or if it's on how much you make.
Well, and there's another thing.
Federal income. I thought it was based on your actual income and not necessarily how much you're profiting. But I could be wrong. I can't give tax advice.
Well, here's something they're also working on. They're also working on get rid of the step up in cost basis. Like if your grandma passes away and she left you a bunch of stocks, or if your parents pass and they leave you whatever, it used to be where, you know, from the date of death, from the date you take over the asset, then when you sell it, you get that step up in basis. They're talking about getting rid of that. So now you're going to have a 0% cost basis and pay taxes from what you bought.
Inheriting things, though, because taxes, I think a lot of people don't, it's not that they don't understand taxes, it's that they make a bigger deal out of certain things than they need to. And I think the inheritance part, too, is because if you inherit an IRA, right, the rules are if you're not a spouse now, you have to pay the taxes over at least 10 years. But people freak out about taxes. And
yes,
but that's, it's something that's going to happen regardless. And this is inherited money, which means it's free money. So now you're just getting slightly less of something that was free, but you're going to pay taxes on it anyways.
It wasn't free to your parents. I mean, don't say free.
Well, it is.
You
put the money into the IRA. You know how you don't have to worry about having IRA taxes? Don't fund an IRA. You agreed. You agreed to put in $100 into an IRA that became $110,000. And now that you've made it all taxable, you're like, oh, I don't want to pay the taxes. Well, you didn't have to create an IRA. You could have just paid on the gains instead of making the
advisors. Anthony, you're a moral, upstanding person. You want to give people both sides of the story. Our whole industry is based on telling you, what if everything advisors taught you wasn't right? But that's what it is. Advisors tell you, don't take your Social Security till you're 70. Across the board, you get that extra 8% for the last 4 years. I'm telling you, look how it's changing, and then make a decision. do what Anthony does, give you both sides of the coin, and you make a decision. They told you to fund your 401k. It lowers your tax bracket. They forgot to tell you. What if we get Medicare for all, and you're 65, and your tax bracket is 60%, and you don't have a pension, pensions are going away, and you put all your money in your 401k, and now you've got an IRA of whatever, $500,000, and your Social Security gets cut, and then they tax your IRA at 60%. It's, oh, I get so angry. But we have to hurry because we only have a couple minutes left. I will tell you something. You need to leave, you know, before you take us out, Anthony. We want to discuss all that this stuff with you one-on-one. We want to help you one person, one couple, one family at a time to better your situation. We've got answers for you. My fear right now in the financial realm, stocks, bonds, and banks. So sit with us, call us, email you. No pressure, no quotas, no minimums. We will give you some stuff to research. We want to be a second opinion. But I can tell you, stocks, bonds, and banks, you should be at least awake and aware. And if things change, you should have some alternative ideas, such as paying down debt, even 0% interest debt, paying down a house that you have a 2.75% mortgage, stuff like that. So
oh, you missed my appointment last night, but I literally said that to somebody.
Nice.
Like, they owed like nothing on their house left. I was like, you've got enough to pay for your house in your bank right now. Like, oh, but my interest rate's low. I was like, I don't care. Like, you're still paying. Anyway, so that's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, have questions on any of the topics today, or you want to sit down with us to review your personal situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, anothermoneyshow.com. Schedule appointments with us straight from the website. Check out old episodes of Another Money Show wherever you like and subscribe to podcasts. We got clips on YouTube so you can see our beautiful faces. Remember, if you do reach out to us, there are no minimums. We're not going to tell you to show up with $100,000. Otherwise, we're going to kick you to the curb. If you have no money and you need help putting a plan together, reach out. No cost for appointments. There's nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. Again, we've said it before. We're not for everybody. You're not going to hurt our feelings if you decide that we're not for you, but at least hear what we have to say. Maybe you'll get some educational bits out of it. Anyways, we'll see you again next Saturday at noon, right here on 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. At Rochford & Associates, we know the road to financial freedom is not a straight path, and the journey is different for every family. And in times like these, we want you to feel confident that you're safely on track to meet your retirement goals.
We want to ask you to prepare for economic chaos. We want you to prepare for bank volatility. We want you to insure and protect your assets with a smart plan.
Our team can help you make the most of your hard-earned savings using strategies that are right for you.
I want more people to sit down with us. When we talk about a financial plan, it's different for every person we meet. We tailor make our plans.
Schedule your no obligation consultation today by calling 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. Rochford and Associates, veteran owned and proud to serve Americans like you.
Do you want a steady stream of income for retirement? Then it's time to consider annuities. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Gone are the days when most employers offered pensions with guaranteed lifetime payouts to their workers. But what if I told you that you can build your own personal pension? It's possible with an annuity. An annuity is a financial product that provides a series of regular payments to an individual over a specified period of time, often for the rest of their life.
There are several options for you to consider when choosing an annuity. Be confident in knowing that that there is an annuity out there that can meet all of your needs.
Ford Stokes is founder and president of Active Wealth Management and author of the book Annuity 360. There are several different types of annuities, including fixed, variable, and fixed indexed.
A fixed annuity offers a specific guaranteed interest rate on their contributions to the account. A fixed index annuity is an accumulation-based product offered by an insurance company. The growth of your fixed index annuity is dependent on the performance of a chosen stock market index, but your money is not actually invested in this index. This offers you great growth potential and exceptional protection for your investment.
While each can provide tax-deferred growth and a lifetime income stream, variable annuities put your principal at risk in the market.
If you are currently investing in a variable annuity, your funds could be in serious trouble if the market experiences any downturns.
With so many possible choices to consider, it's essential you speak to a financial advisor or professional to help you make the best decision for your future. So, are you ready to consider an annuity as part of your retirement plan? It's a key question to consider as you approach what should be your golden years. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure. Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.